Primarily, today's Friday edition of Farm Time features comments from agricultural organizations concerning the recent presidential election. First of all, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association congratulated President-elect Donald Trump on his victory and reiterated its enthusiasm for working with him once again. We quote, "Congratulations to President-elect Trump for his historic victory. NCBA is excited to work with the President-elect to undo the harm which cattle producers have endured under 4 years of Bidenomics." This statement from NCBA Vice President of Governmental Affairs, Ethan Lane. Kenny Hartman from Illinois, President of the National Corn Growers Association, said, "On behalf of corn growers across the country, I want to congratulate President-elect Donald J. Trump on his victory. We look forward to working with the new administration and members of Congress to advance policy that's important to corn farmers. We especially appreciate President Trump's recognition that homegrown fuels like ethanol are important for our nation's energy security and rural economies. We are also eager to work with his administration and Congress to enact improved farm policies and programs." On the election of national, state, and local officials, Illinois Farm Bureau President Brian Duncan stated, "Illinois Farm Bureau congratulates all elected officials. We look forward to working with them at all levels of our government to share the value and strength of Illinois agriculture. I also want to thank everyone who took time to vote and have their voices heard. One of Illinois Farm Bureau's greatest strengths is that we leave partisanship at the door and focus on the facts." And although it doesn't affect us, I thought you'd be interested to know that California voters in the major ag region of Sonoma County overwhelmingly voted down a controversial ballot proposal to phase out large farms in a win for the meat industry. More on this story on the Early Bird tomorrow morning. I'll have information on today's USDA report on future programs. And finally, my congratulations to Cameron Marshallek. She's the sentinel of the Grant Park High School FFA chapter and was crowned Illinois Draft Horse, Mule, and Pony Association Queen last week. I'm told she'll represent the association at many functions this coming year. Congratulations to Cameron and her parents, Dave and Becky Marshallek. On the Early Bird tomorrow morning, Kankakee County farmer Rich Hansen, one of my guests, and I hope you'll join us. I'm Mike Perrine.